On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU football team is in Mankato tomorrow to take on the Minnesota State Mankato Mavericks. Senior wide receiver Justin Lee with us. 25-23 winners over Upper Iowa a week ago. Game sure got interesting down the stretch, didn't it?
Yeah, luckily we were able to pull through with the late-minute drive, but you know, it was a very uneasy feeling, position we didn't want to be in. But fate was on our side. We got lucky at the end and pulled it out.
How much confidence do you guys as an entire offense have with Lance leading that huddle in crunch time like that?
Yeah, it's it puts everyone at ease when we've got Lance back there. And, you know, all we have to really do is the rest of the unit is execute. And Lance is completely accurate. He keeps us calm. And, you know, obviously he's the biggest playmaker on the team. So
quarterbacks get a lot of credit when things go good. They take a lot of heat when they don't. So wide receiver, you guys don't have to deal with that as much. It's kind of nice to just go out there and play and not have those high expectations, right?
Yeah, I mean, there's not many expectations as far as, you know, media is concerned. But obviously, you know, our coaches and Lance in particular have high expectations of us. So we try to meet those within the team.
You guys got a lot of guys that can catch the ball. Limited number of spots to get out there on any given play. As a player, you guys okay with that, knowing, all right, I might not get my number called today, I may not get it this drive, but you will next time?
Certainly, we all want to be out there, but, yeah, we know that with the number of playmakers we have, it's going to fall on somebody else every week, and, you know, every drive it could change, so we're just, you know, going out there to do what we can for the team.
You guys have had a lot of success in Mankato. Game there, I want to say it was 3 years ago. Offense held the ball for 46 of the 60 minutes, ended up losing in overtime. Those games are tough. What's it going to take this weekend to get the job done?
It's going to take more of the same. You know, we want to keep the defense off the field as much as we can, and, you know, we want to be able to do what we weren't able to do last week, and that's finish drives and put more points on the board. So that's what we're going to try to do.
Things that went wrong against Upper Iowa are pretty easily correctable, aren't they?
Yeah, you know, finishing drives is one thing. We had one turnover inside our 50 that was, you know, overlooked just because we were able to pull it out, and I don't think they scored on that drive anyway, but it's just little things that we need to tighten up and mistakes that we won't be able to make against Mankato and get away with.
As a senior, things feel any different this year for you, or does it feel like the last couple of years?
You know, it kind of feels like we're in control and it's on our shoulders now to win. So, you know, we've all been working extremely hard ever since January, and this is going to be a big test for us this week, and we're all ready to step up to the challenge.
Good luck.
Thank you.
For more information on the Beaver football team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.